This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Two numbers on my mind today. Do you know today is day 117? 117 days of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. No kidding. Someone just said, I don't remember if it was a tweet or if it was a text or what it was, but said, you know, I don't much care about anything, but I'd love to have my state back. Don't want in the middle of this pipeline fight, but I do want a state back that I know. Think of the, you know, early on in this, we met with the folks down at the St. Anthony Hall that live around the area, a lot of farmers and ranchers and families that... They call home down there. And that's when I just left there consumed to say, we're going to do whatever we can with this voice to continue to get the truth out there. There's just so little attention to people whose lives have been absolutely turned upend by people who are lawless, who think nothing of occupying land that is private property that is not theirs. It's not peaceful, it's not prayerful. 117 days of it, folks. And the other number we can keep in mind is 47. 47 days left for the man described by Senator John Hovind last hour as someone that just is consumed with sticking it to anyone he disagrees with on the way out the door on this situation. President Barack Obama is gone in the rearview mirror. 47 days before the actions of yesterday are undone by the Trump administration, who, by the way, I just sent this out by tweet, did just reaffirm their support for building the Dakota Access Pipeline again today. My name is Scott Hennen. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. We have Manny booking the show. We have, Matt booking the show, and Manny answering the calls. And warm welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, and studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com by email. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. Two more guests yet to join us. We're going to talk with the top man at the National Sheriff's Association, the Executive Director, Jonathan Thompson, will join us. That is an organization that has been very helpful in making sure that local law enforcement here in North Dakota have the resources they need to do what they need to do to keep the peace in North Dakota in the middle of this very difficult and dangerous situation. And also we'll chat with the Lieutenant Governor of the state of North Dakota, Drew Wrigley. So we'll get the state's perspective on the Obama administration decision yesterday. Your calls, questions, comments for any of them are welcome. Love to hear from you as well. Want to know your reaction to this, what you want done about it. Anything else on your mind? Please tell me, 800-228-0550. Back from New York City. And it was a wonderful few days with some great folks. We didn't escape, the news headlines because there was a fair amount of discussion, even in New York City. Anybody we encountered, North Dakota, what's going on out there? What's the deal? So we did get a chance to educate a few folks one-on-one about what was happening. But met 70 new friends and had a wonderful time and enjoyed it. Look forward to doing another trip with our fine listeners coming up in the future. But if you were along on the trip, thank you for coming along and stay in touch. New friends got to stay in touch, right? All right. Candy and Ashley and Casey in South Dakota have been waiting to weigh in. I want you to ask your questions for our next guest. Jonathan Thompson is the Executive Director of the National Sheriff's Association. Jonathan, thanks for joining us. How are you today?
I'm great, Scott. It's an honor, as always, to be with you and the great people in North Dakota.
Let me begin by thanking you and the Sheriff's Association and all of the folks that you've had here. I know that our local law enforcement agencies are amazing, but they don't have limitless resources. They don't have limitless officers to go there. And as I just told listeners, 117 days were the
So it takes a lot of manpower in the National Sheriff's Association, very, very integral in devising a plan to get the funding mechanism in place and get the resources here. So thank you for that. We appreciate it very much.
Well, there's been a lot of moving parts, as you know, Scott, better than anybody. And, you know, my heart just goes out to the people of North Dakota. This has been an incredibly difficult situation. You've had riots. You've had baseless accusations. You've had threats. You've had intimidation, all because people didn't get their way. You know, the sheriff, the police, the sheriffs in the state, the police in the state, elsewhere, and troopers, you know, in North Dakota and from around the country. You know, we just stand and salute them. You know, they did their jobs with honor, with integrity, truthfully. They had the patience, and they still have the patience of Job. And, you know, this is versus paid thugs and criminals coming from across the country, nothing but to enjoy a party at the expense of the people of North Dakota. And that's just unacceptable. And, you know, we have always said, Scott, and you and I have talked about this, you know, sheriffs don't make the law, we uphold the law. And in this case, it's been nothing but encouraged lawlessness, and it's a very, very sad situation.
Do you recall anything like this? You spent some time in other administrations, and now coming at this from the National Sheriff's Association. I mean, is there an explanation for this? Is there a parallel to this?
Not that I'm aware. I mean, you can go back into the 1960s when you and I were babes in the woods, and even then, you know, people had they had the respect of their neighbors. They had the respect of the people that they would talk to, and this is clearly an unprecedented set of circumstances, and it's an unprecedented way of behavior, and it's very worrying to us.
Candy and Ashley and Casey in South Dakota have been waiting for a while. Let me get Casey in here first. You've waited the longest. Go ahead with Jonathan Thompson. Question, comment, Casey, go ahead.
Oh, hey, I just was going to point out, I find it funny that these quote-unquote protesters have been saying, you know, that this pipeline is only going to fatten the wallets of rich politicians and rich people in New York. Do they realize that they just handed the blank check to Warren Buffett, President Obama's buddy? Second point is that the guy there from the Sheriff's Association was saying, I believe this has to do with our participation trophy mentality. This is a bunch of kids that didn't get their way through the law, and so they decided to go the lawless route and try and get their way in line. And now we've just shown everybody that if you whine and want to go the lawless route, it'll work.
Interesting comment, Casey. JT, what kind of intel are you getting from, you know, the folks that you have on the front lines about the makeup of the protesters? Is it like a Ferguson? Is it like a professional protester? Is it different?
Absolutely. Yeah. There's no doubt about it. There are literally hundreds of people who have come from across the country. They're getting a paycheck from any multitude of the funds that have been raised by the, you know, whether it's GoFundMe or other social media accounts. There's no doubt about that. You know, that your caller makes a brilliant point. Is the question is, will this become the new modus operandi for the protest community, for the professional protest community? And, you know, we're looking at it, and we're trying to figure out, okay, what have we learned so far in North Dakota? How do we better position law enforcement across the country? As you know, Scott, most of the infrastructure in this nation goes through the jurisdictions of sheriffs. So it's going to put an enormous amount of burden on them. And I think that's what a lot of these folks want. They want to push law enforcement to the breaking point. And that won't happen. I can tell you that. I mean, I think there are hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dedicated law enforcement officials in this country, not just sheriffs and deputies and police, but there are troopers and others who they took an oath to uphold the law. And, you know, we've got to make sure that this dangerous, expensive, undertaking, is done the right way. We, you know, first and foremost, let's protect your right to protest, your right for free speech. That's number one. Number two, if you're going to do it, you're going to do it in a lawful, organized way. And it's not going to be anarchy. And, you know, you're not going to do it just to enjoy the party of the factor, and you're not going to do it to try and hurt somebody and then blame them when you came to the party and started rioting and because they had to do something to protect others. We can't live that way. This is not a nation of do unto others that you don't want undone to yourself. This is not what we can aim for.
You know, what's baffling to me is that I get, you know, the propaganda machines. I mean, we have one report of the world's largest flower wholesaler funding an effort to use tribes, about 200 tribes, specifically to challenge private property rights through disputes like this. Okay, that's their plan. They put a lot of money into it. And they come here and they try and engineer all this. I get all that. They're going to put out what they're going to put out. What I don't get is how many people in a robot-like fashion just take anything they say to be fact. I mean, I could spend all day, every day, answering people like, oh, it was going to go up north. And, you know, they trampled on sacred site. Anything they say, you know, this mob of robots just absolutely believes that's the case. And they're out there on social media hashtagging everything that's going on. And pretty soon, you can't even recognize the truth that you see in front of your eyes with what's happening. It's unbelievable. And I know, Jonathan, you spent some time in that part of government of getting the message out. I want to ask you about that when we come back, too. Candy and Ashley, stay tuned. Others welcome as well. 800-228-0550 is the number. More after this.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDrive Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Logan, Stark, Emmons, Ramsey, and Cavalier counties in North Dakota, and crop and hunting land auctions in Clay and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
North Dakota's home for Chevy is Puckett Chevrolet Buick GMC, now in Valley City, just off I-94. A legendary name in western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. The trucks you need on the job and on the farm, the cars you love for style and sophistication, and now open their brand new $6 million showroom in Valley City. Get a free car wash with every service appointment at Puckett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Bismarck and now in Valley City at 721 West Main, or shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We're back on What's on Your Mind. Jonathan Thompson, Executive Director of the National Sheriff's Association, with us. Calls waiting. We're going to go to those two questions. One, just to have you answer the one I posed before the break. And that is the fact that the truth and the facts as we know them on the ground that you can see with your eyes are vastly different than what is spread like wildfire. And that tool has been effectively used by this group of eco-terrorists, as I call them, professional protesters, you know, extreme environmentalists. How do we, on the side of the truth, the rule of law, fight that?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, people very rarely want to believe anything good could come up, things that are inherently bad. And vice versa, people that see something that's inherently good have the same reaction. And so it's always incumbent upon people, us, to look at something and say, let me find the real facts. Let me pull the string rather than blindly following some headline generator. You got to go do it yourself. And if you're not going to do it yourself, you got to do it with them or for them. And, you know, one of the things that, you know, thank God we have had the resources to do this. We've been trying to point the reality out and the truth out to the public. And I think we've done a very, very good job. Unfortunately, when you're dealing with a bottomless pit of resources that comes from whoever knows from where, they can tell a lie. And you know the old story, a lie can circle the globe in an instant before the truth will ever be heard. And that's often the case here. But I think we've, you know, thank God, you know, the sheriffs that are on the ground there and the staff that are working there, they've really done as good a job as humanly possible to make sure that the truth goes at least right next to that lie.
So what's going on now with this decision by the Corps yesterday and the previous announcement by the Corps on the December 5th deadline, and now a quote-unquote denial, you know, that obviously holds until there's a new administration. Is all this being orchestrated? And if it is, what is the plan between now and January 20th? What will happen on the ground here? What are you expecting?
Well, let me just say this one more time. You know, the decision about the pipeline really isn't in our wheelhouse. I don't live in North Dakota. I visit it often, but the point is that the rule of law. And that's the critical factor, and that's what Sheriff Kirchmeier and Sheriff Laney and Sheriff Kaiser and others are doing, is to uphold the rule of law. And if the decision had been made the other way, to not permit the pipeline to be dug, and if protesters had come out in, you know, in support of doing that, we would have had the same posture. And I want everyone to know that. You ask a different question, though, and let me answer it. Has this been orchestrated? Well, I think this administration has been very, very masterful at getting what it wants by managing to outcomes and not to managing to what's needed. And I think, unfortunately, in this instance, my sense is they've had an objective all along. I think the president, even in his own words, he said, let's give this a few more weeks to play out. And I voiced very, very strong opposition to the White House and told them in no uncertain terms, this is not a game. This is not tiddlywinks, checkers, or even chess. This is where people's lives are at risk here. So, you know, this is Jonathan speaking. I think there's been a plan all along to do something to try and support a constituency, and unfortunately they've used law enforcement as the meat in the sandwich, and that's what's terribly unfortunate. And the second meat in the sandwich have been the people of Mandan and North Dakota. I mean, this has gone way beyond Mandan. It's gone beyond Bismarck. This has affected the entire population of North Dakota because resources have to be pulled from, you know, McKenzie County or from other counties to support this initiative. That puts those counties at risk, that puts those communities at risk, and that's terribly, terribly thoughtless. And it's, you know, again, it goes back to my point earlier that this decision was needed to be rooted in leadership, not in politics. And what is that the case? I don't know. It certainly just doesn't sound and feel right to this person.
Candy and Ashley, go ahead. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Okay, I had some questions and some things to say, but people have pretty well covered it. So I'm just going to say thank you for your program. I want to thank Senator Hoeven, the lady that said she was against him because she saw him standing behind Mitch McConnell. I mean, she doesn't really know what's going on there in Washington and how much they have to deal with and how much they're really doing. So anyway, I just want to thank him. I want to thank this guy from the National Sheriff's Association. Wow. And I just want to say that I am going to be praying against the deceit of the media. I heard on WNAX today, Trump's attack on American businesses. That's not what he's doing. He's not attacking American businesses. He's trying to help them.
No kidding, Candy. Well, it's a strange world in which we live, but we're glad you're out there. Thanks a bunch. We also proudly are the one media that's interactive, right? So, you know, if you don't like something you hear, you get to call back in and question it, and I hope you do. Scott in Cass County for Jonathan Thompson. Go ahead, Scott.
Yes, you covered some of it, but the question is, you know, when they're using the water protectors are burning tires on floating boats and compost being dumped in the Cannonball River, and now this whole tent party they have with all this refuse is in a floodplain with 27 inches. Now, is Soros and his groups that have been funding this, and Warren Buffett's probably behind it also, can they be made liable for the cleanup?
Who's paying, Jonathan, not only for what he talked about, the cleanup, but also just the resources necessary for you to have law enforcement from all across the country here?
Taxpayers in North Dakota.
That's not right.
Well,
that's not right.
We need to sue whoever paid for this thing. We need to go after the money.
Who should do that, Jonathan? Who would be the right person to follow the money?
Oh, boy, that's a loaded question. I'm going to defer that one to the lawyers and the policymakers. You know, I think I have had a conversation with a number of people. You know, you've got well over 3,000 people who have decided to move to North Dakota temporarily. They didn't do that for residency. They didn't do it for jobs. They didn't do it for business. But yet they're taking in money to benefit their cause. What do you do with those? Boy, I mean, I'm a pretty clever guy sometimes. Rarely, I should say. And, you know, maybe somebody needs to look at that. They've been utilizing the resources of the property taxpayers in North Dakota, and particularly Morton County. You know, it seems to me they're driving the roads, they're drinking the water, yet their own hypocrisy, as your caller rightly pointed out, is that they're trashing portions of the environment to meet their ends. So, you know, wait a minute. Somebody's got to stand up and say, excuse me, this is our land. This is our state.
Those are great questions. We probably need to save those for when this mess is done. And we're at least 47 days away from that, maybe a little bit more, just to get this thing cleaned up. Just a few seconds left.
Sorry. I think you've got Governor Wrigley coming on. I think that's a great question for the governor.
Yeah, we'll pass that along for sure. Jonathan, anything else quickly you want to add?
No, our hearts and prayers go out to all of you folks. This is a tough situation. As I said, you know, what people need to remember is that law enforcement is there to protect the sanctity of the law and to make sure that people are protected, even if their constitutional rights disagree or differ with mine or yours or whomever's. That's our job, and that's what our people are doing. So God
bless
you
all.
Thank you.
Yep. Thank you, Jonathan. Take care. Jonathan Thompson, National Sheriff's Association Executive Director. Drew Wrigley, Lieutenant Governor, next.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Idea that this year can be a little bit different for you in the holiday shopping arena, because B-Mobile has a rewarding holiday shop without the chaos plan. It's called the Be Rewarded program. Everybody's eligible, and you get special discounts, exclusive offers, free gifts on your birthday, and a lot more. Join Be Rewarded and you get exclusive weekly offers all through December. Yeah, just you, because you're in the program. To learn more and find a location near you, visit bmobile.com, be rewarded. bmobile.com/be rewarded. They're everywhere you are, at home, at the lakes, and beyond Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, and Grand Forks, and Williston, and Jamestown, and Wahpeton, Valley City, Devil's Lake, and Botano, and North Dakota, Bemidji, Thief River Falls, and Detroit Lakes, and Minnesota. Connect and communicate at B-Mobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer. Busy program of newsmakers today in reaction to news yesterday on the Dakota Access Pipeline protest that the Obama administration, as you heard Senator Hovind say, this is basically President Obama himself making this decision, saying absolutely intervene, reach down. You heard Jonathan Thompson, the National Sheriff's Association, say this has all been orchestrated as to the timing of all this and, you know, decisions related to the encampment property and everything else. And, of course, left holding the bag is the state of North Dakota and having to manage literally a day-by-day situation. 117 days now of this Dakota Access Pipeline protest. So for more on that, we're joined next by the Lieutenant Governor of our great state, Drew Wrigley. Drew, thanks for joining us.
Scott, thanks for having me, and thanks for that the bumper music there. I was listening to it. It was a reminder that we are in the Christmas season, so... Thanks.
Exactly. That's the intent. It reminds me right behind the microphone. Okay. Nothing's something. You know, we can take it all. Bring it on. Whatever. We'll take what it comes. It's the reason for the season, and Christmas tells us that's so true. So, what's on your mind, and what has been on your mind since you heard the latest news out of the administration?
You know, it's so disappointing to get that news yesterday, and I was here in the Capitol doing working on some other matters, and we got that news, and it was an affirmation of what we've been pointing out throughout this whole time period that you mentioned, the 117 days, been pointing it out, and now it's just come to fruition. Here's what it comes down to, Scott. The Obama administration has approached this the due process of law under the Constitution and laws of the United States. To this administration, what they did yesterday, they said that due process basically is not due process at all. It's just a preamble to a political decision by the president. That's what it comes down to. I don't think that's unduly partisan or anything. I'd say the same thing if it was a Republican there doing what he did yesterday in this administration. They robbed the situation of a due process result and instead imposed a political result, and through the due process, years of citing hearings and scientists and engineers and people trying to figure out the way to move oil efficiently and safely, the gold standard. I wonder if maybe you've talked about it on the air today, Tom Dennis's editorial in today's Grand Forks Herald. I strongly urge your listeners, get online, go read Tom Dennis's editorial today. It says everything you need to know. And he talks about it in terms of Republican, Democrat. And I'm not talking about it that way, though. I'm talking about it in terms of just what is right and what is wrong. And what is the benefit to our state, to our region, to the nation from projects just like this? This will move half of the oil out of the Bakken, the number two oil-producing state in America. This will move half of our oil efficiently and safely to market. And it's been thwarted by this administration saying, no, you know what, we kind of like the way the leftists are approaching. We like people who stood up, violated the law every step of the way, and by the way, not just recently, Scott, all throughout. I declared this an unlawful protest 3 weeks in August, when I went to the Grand Forks Herald and met with Tom Dennis and the others up there. And I did so on the back of dozens of violations of law, millions of dollars in damage they'd already caused, thousands of people unlawfully encamping on property they didn't have a permit to camp on, dangerously camping in the ditches, unlawfully taking over state highways. And that was 3 weeks in. Too many people reacted negatively, saying, what's wrong with the lieutenant governor? Why would he use that naughty word, unlawful protest? That's hurtful. It was reflective. It was accurate. And the damage has mounted across these months. And now the president, as I said, throws due process out the window, doesn't care what the courts say, doesn't care what the siting process holds, doesn't care what the efficiencies and safety concerns are, the needs of our economy, doesn't care. Nope, he's going to throw it all out the window. So due process to this president yesterday, he said, due process is just a tee. It's a tee for me to set the ball, and then I hit it whichever way I feel like it that day. Well, he'll have more time to golf after the 20th of January.
I have two questions that our listeners have asked, and then I want to go to some calls here for Drew Regley, the lieutenant governor, and they're welcome at 800-228-0550. We just had a caller who said, why not sue over this? And the question was actually directed at Jonathan Thompson from the National Sheriff's Association, who said, that's a better question for your next guest, Scott, but it didn't sound like he thought it was a bad idea at all. Should we be suing, I mean, given what's happened here?
Well, I've heard, you know, talk of that being pursued. Of course, the Attorney General of North Dakota, you know, it controls all of those considerations. And you know, we all know Wayne has had a record of taking on the federal government where appropriate. And I would guess that he's working on such matters right now. I'd be surprised if he's not. I'll bet that he is. And I think there's going to be some ample opportunity to sue the federal government for what it's done in protracting an already dangerous and costly situation. Remember some weeks back, Scott, when the President of the United States said he's going to let this play out for a few more weeks? Well, I guess that sounds nice if you're over there at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. But what if you're one of the men or women in law enforcement or the National Guard out here on the front line with people who are assaulting you, threatening you, trying to outflank you, throwing rocks at you, Molotov cocktails at you, makeshift bombs, and then going on TV and whining about the fact that you got sprayed by a hose that you could have walked 30 feet backward and been out of? I'll tell you what, this is not a game. These men and women are in danger every day. There have been innumerable assaults on the men and women in law enforcement and the National Guard. And it's gone on and on and on across all these weeks and months. And now the president just said, let's kick the can down the road for another several weeks. Well, at some point we'll have to see if the next administration will stand up for law and order, will stand up for due process, will stand up for advancements in technology, will stand up for advancements in infrastructure, will stand up for investment in this country in a way that creates jobs, promotes public safety, ensures the efficient transportation of this critical commodity for our region, for our state, of course, and our nation.
And the other question I wanted to ask is, you know, somebody said, is this that big a deal, this being the decision yesterday, in the sense that it was not likely that the administration was going to do anything anyway, obviously, in a proactive way for the pipeline. So you anticipate you're having to wait till the Trump administration comes in anyway. So, that was going to be as it is. And in the meantime, maybe this can be used, because we know Dave Archambault, the chairman of Standing Rock, was on Native American radio yesterday telling folks in the camps, go home, be with your families, yeah. Thank you for your help, you can leave. So could this be used for some good to defuse this?
Listen, this is an enormous deal, what happened yesterday with the president, even if it is, altered by the next administration up ahead. What investors in this country have just learned, what industry has just learned, is that at the last moment, after you've invested $3.7 billion in an important public infrastructure project that brings safety and efficiency to the markets, after you've done that, one person standing there in the White House can say, there is no due process. There's my process. I'll do what I want, what my whim of the day is. I'll tell you what, our federal delegation has been very eloquent in the denunciation of this, and I was reading through some comments from my pal, Congressman Kramer, and just talking about, what's it going to do to the infrastructure investment in this country, for roads and bridges and transmission lines and pipelines and wind farms and water lines. People say, well, wind farms, they must love those wind farms. Not everybody does. Some people think wind farms are ugly. So maybe someone else starts saying, no more ugly wind farms. And we're going to go out and protest wind farms. And we're going to, we're against wind farms. And people say, well, that would never happen. Well, 2 years ago when we had the explosion near Castleton with the rail cars, I would have thought nobody would ever protest something as safe and efficient as a pipeline. And after 2 years of siting hearings and everything else going on, when public hearings could be held and all these folks could have gone to those hearings, and they didn't, I would have thought, well, I guess we're past that process. We've had an open hearing options for people as they go along. They can weigh in. Scott, what happened yesterday, people should shudder. It's banana republic kind of stuff. Our economy, our nation requires logical progression of commerce based on science and the engineers and everyone else weighing in. And then that process goes forward. No, yesterday was a very big deal. And Chairman Archambault, we welcome him. I'll say that. I'll welcome him. 117 days after he ignited this, we'll welcome him to the chorus of people saying, go home. Go home.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. That's almost abysmal. Let's take some questions here. Evansville, Minnesota. Virgin, you have a question for our Lieutenant Governor. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I respect the right of protesting, but with normally for everything we have to have a permit to do things like drive. We have to have a permit to build a building. All these permits, hunting, everything. What if people had to have a permit to protest? They'd have to go to their local courthouse or whatever, get a permit signed, fill out a form, what they do, their name, address, all that. What if that, would that be a possibility? There's probably some things against it. But
that's an interesting idea, especially given how it's been abused here and the rules have not been followed. What do you think?
Well, there are such requirements. Great question. There are such requirements so that and you know why we have those requirements? We have them here at the Capitol grounds. We've granted several permits throughout this to this very, organization to come up here and protest on the Capitol grounds against the Dakota Access Pipeline. And we granted those. And you know why we have that permitting process? So that the government can be prepared for any security issues that might come up. How many bathrooms do you need out here? How long will the protest go on? What traffic security issues might come up? Because other people have rights, too. They've got the right to go about their community in peace. They've got their right to drive down the road and not be accosted, as too many people have been accosted by these protesters out in rural Morton County across these months.
And by the way, try getting a permit to camp on core land. Just try that sometime, folks, and see if you can get that done. And then notice how long, 117 days, that kind of lawless material's been behavior's been going on. Great suggestion, Virgin. Thank you. Others waiting. We'll get to you. More with Drew Regler, the Lieutenant Governor, after this. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, Scott Hanlon from What's On Your Mind, inviting you to join my wife Maria and I and our entire family as we tour beautiful Norway. June 19th through July 2nd, a midnight sun celebration tour. See the fjords, hundreds of waterfalls, and the majestic mountains. Our guide, the one and only Carol Juven. He's been to Norway 153 times. So, Carol, where are you going to take us?
We will visit Fargo's sister city of Hamar and the Olympic city of Lillehammer. See the most spectacular mountains and scenery in the world, including Geiranger, Stalheim, and, of course, Bergen.
And I understand there's some fjords in our future, too, right?
There are 122 fjords in your future.
Come join us to enjoy the best of Norway. Space is limited. Call 1-800-343-0093, and Carol will send you a complete packet of information. 800-343-0093 is that telephone number. Welcome along. Let's go to Norway.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Lieutenant Governor Drew Wrigley with us on the program. A few minutes left and more questions waiting. 800-228-0550. Karen and Bismarck, go ahead.
Yes. Yes, I had comments several weeks ago. I on your program was a fellow named Brian who proposed that people boycott the Prairie Nights Casino. And I'd like to reiterate his comments on that. I would like to confirm that to believe, and I'm in support of that, not just now with all of this business going on, but in the future. Someone, and we, the North Dakota citizens, are going to be paying for this mess, and I think that someone has got to hold accountability, and I do believe that the tribes do not need to benefit from our behaviors in our gambling adventures, and truly, I not just now, but I hope for many, many months, years to come.
All right, Karen, I'm going to ask a piece of that question for Drew Wrigley. Governor Dalrymple told me, actually, in a answer to a question at one of the early press conferences, that when this was done, that he intended to hold people accountable for the financial cost to the state of this, including the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. Is what Karen's saying is that they ought to be held financially responsible. Will they, and when will that happen?
Well, that's going to be determined in the months ahead how, but should they be? You bet. They've got some apportionment of this. The federal government does as well because the Obama administration has never missed an opportunity to protract it and have it go on and on. The taxpayers in North Dakota right now are on the hook for $17 million. Are your listeners out there feeling like it was their fault? What happened in any of this? The Standing Rock Sioux, I keep pointing out, everybody wants to be as nice as I can be about it, but I'm going to be accurate as well. At the end of the day, their leader, Dave Archambault, and others began this protest. They stoked the fires. They put out a national call to people to come and join them. There are consequences for that, financial and otherwise. They can't escape that. This is what they started. And it became early on and has maintained an unlawful, violent, dangerous, imposing riot. So at the end of the day, there's going to be discussion about what financial role will Standing Rock play, because they're going to need to. They have played a central role in this. At the same time, I'm quick to point out, too, they're not sitting on who's getting arrested. The people doing the most violent stuff are not, by and large, the people of Standing Rock. They're our neighbors, and a lot of them have wanted to peacefully protest. But early on, they recognized what this had morphed into, and only today does Chairman Archambault come out and say that people should go home? Well, there's going to have to be some way to figure out what are the shared financial responsibility.
And is it too early to know what kind of reaction to this decision? You know, obviously, as you say, saying going home. Are they going home? Do you anticipate, anything changing at the protest site based on this decision?
Washington, D.C. is completely detached. Throughout this week, the governor has had a number of conversations with Sally Jewell. She's the Interior Secretary and others. And they are detached. I won't even go through the long list of things, but now they seem to think that now the president has decided that this is, this isn't going to go forward under his administration, that they're going to go away. Well, I got news for the president. The camp has swelled again. It's at 7,000 people today, was the report I just got. 7,000 people gathered in a field out in North Dakota weather. It's going to get down into the single digits this week and extremely windy. Congratulations, Mr. President, because now the camp is swelling. And there's fundraising. There's all sorts of things going on out there. You see their comments are definitely aimed at their national, leftist supporters to pour money out there. And you got a lot of people in that field, as I said, and it's extremely dangerous.
Texter says, why is it so inconceivable for law enforcement to uphold the law by force at Cannonball when our country's been enforcing law and order by force when necessary for over 200 years?
Well, we have some weeks back, you'll recall, that we put together the force necessary to remove the protest from all of the private property, and they have been removed, and they are pushed back onto the Army Corps land. The Army Corps, which I keep saying, seems to be so anxious to be hospitable to them. So they've been pushed off of all the private land, and order has by and large been maintained. We've done the best that we can out there. The problem comes because of the territory that is out there. It's easy for law enforcement and National Guard to be outflanked, for large numbers of people to go around the sides of them, and it becomes instantaneously extremely dangerous. It's tactically very challenging because we don't have a partner in the federal government, Scott. They will not send federal law enforcement, and so we can never do anything on the southern perimeter of things. If we were to, people have suggested we set up some sort of a blockade. Well, a three-sided blockade isn't very effective. Federal government will not join us in that and blockade to the south. When the weather was nice, it would have been a good idea to make sure there's no support going in and out of there, and people would have left probably in a hurry, but no partnership with federal law enforcement or the federal government. And so to the south, everybody was free to come and go as they chose.
All right, only a few seconds left. Final words, any message you want to convey? Got about half a minute.
Thanks to the men and women in law enforcement. Thanks to their families, to the men and women of the North Dakota National Guard, to the men and women who have come in from neighboring states to join to uphold law and order. Not to stop people from free speech. They can have all the free speech that they want, but they can't do it by violence. They can't do it by threat. They can't do it by imposition. And that's what we've stood for in this. We're going to continue to. And just pray for those men and women out there on the line protecting the rights that are so dear to all of us.
Well said. Thank you, sir. Lieutenant Governor Drew Wrigley. More on this tomorrow, folks. God bless you. Thanks for listening. This is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Best place ever to shop for the best Christmas ever because you have some fun things to put a bow on, like the Olhausen game tables. Tell me about it.
I know I'm a sales guy, but it is the best pool table made, period. And here's the fun thing about Olhausen. They'll not only customize your own pool table, whatever you want on it, however you want it stained, whatever wood you want to use, but they can make a matching shuffleboard table, matching foosball table, matching game table. They can do the whole thing for you, so their whole room can be done specifically and designed specifically how you and your family want it.
You sell more Bison logos or UND logos?
Bison right now. When the Fighting Sioux were out there, it was definitely more Fighting Sioux tables, but, you know, right now, I'd give the edge to the Bison.
Vikings tables, they've got them all, and folks, right now's the time to buy because no interest, no payments for a year. Play now, pay later. Bubble hockey, air hockey, darts, foosball, pool tables too at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too, Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made to store the love to eat. Yum!
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584. If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.